quagga mussels will make a significant impact on Lake Powell. We have the latest updates next on Western Life Radio.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Quagga mussels are growing fast in Lake Powell. Wayne Gustavison with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources gives us the latest updates.
The sad note is quagga mussels, they're becoming very numerous, particularly in the southern part of the lake. And the backs of the canyons now are starting to have a heavy infestation of mussels. There's some walls that turn black with mussels. But as you come down in the summertime and the lake level comes back up, you don't know that the mussels are there because they're underwater and they can't be seen. So far, it's working out quite well that Lake Powell is not having any impact on the fishery from quagga mussels at this point. Other fish that are impacted a little bit, striped bass and shad are the big targets for quagga mussels as quagga siphon the nutrients out of the water and the plankton. The shad population would be the first to be impacted by that. Now, we don't have overabundant shad populations in those lower Colorado River reservoirs right now, but we still have shad.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.